Sports Radio 92.9 A Game. It's the morning shift. 404-726-0929. It is time for the wake-up call. Want to hear from you guys, questions, comments, concerns about the Atlanta Falcons training camp and some of the news coming off the weekend. My name is Mike Johnson. That's Allie Mack. She's fresh off a trip to Las Vegas. She says she saw her husband last night for about 20 minutes. And in those 20 minutes, but you're going to find this shocking. He wanted to play her Dave Parker's induction speech just in those 20 minutes. He was like, I know you want to go to bed and you're exhausted and you have to work in the morning, but can I play this Dave Parker induction speech for you?
Wait, is that a true story?
It's a true story.
I think that's hilarious.
Grant's like, dude, I know I haven't seen you and I love you and here's a kiss, but also Dave Parker's induction
speech. But we were talking about this. Dang, these off-air conversations are dangerous.
I couldn't let it go any further. I was like, that's such a Grant thing.
You can't trust Mike, for one. I'm Bo Morgan, by the way. I didn't get an introduction, but it's interesting.
Yeah,
it's interesting to me with Grant that that's the one he went to. That's the one he wanted to play for you, not, you know, Billy Wagner or...
But it was the forethought, because he was explaining how there was a poem because he passed away, so he left it for his son to read. And then I was like, oh, that's nice. He's like, no, you don't understand. Like, it's kind of funny and a little bit snarky. And I was like, okay. And he's like, I can play it for you. And I was like, is it actually a minute, like 60 seconds, or is it like
20?
Right. Is it a minute? Because I want to go to bed.
It's funny. Well, you know, he clearly missed you. He had a lot. he had a lot to get to.
Yeah. 404-726-0929. If you guys want to call in, we do got a couple lines open right now. I want to hear your comments, concerns, questions about the James Pierce fights yesterday. Do you like the Falcons fighting? Do you think it's a little bit over the top? Do you want more fights? Do you want to see like an absolute Donnybrook every day at practice? What do you think about the crowds out there in Flowery Branch as well, man? The Hill has been slammed. Arthur Blank on Saturday said maybe close to 5,000 people. I don't know, Dylan. I thought it was every bit of it, though. There was a steady stream of people walking in the gates yesterday.
And a steady stream of people, even, I feel like, correct me if I'm wrong, Mike, a steady stream of people even after practice started. Like, there were still people,
yes,
I felt like coming in.
Yeah.
And that hill was every bit of full, all the way down the hill as well, too. It was a great crowd.
Yeah. Love to hear about it. Before we get to the phone lines, too.
I do know my family's coming out tomorrow. My sister, who went with me to Vegas over the weekend, her husband got the tickets for tomorrow's Atlanta Falcons training camp. So they'll be out there on that hill cheering everyone on. I'm excited.
And it should be said, guys, if you go to AtlantaFalcons.com. You have to – they're free.
Yeah.
But you have to go snag them because it was a sellout Sunday, Saturday, and the first day, Thursday. So go on to AtlantaFalcons.com and snag them. They're free, but you just got to download them so you can get in the gate. And I told y'all, get there early.
Yeah.
You want a seat, get there early, get through the line quick, and you get a seat.
And just to add to Bo's point about the urgency of getting the tickets, I had a couple people text me and was like, hey, is there any way you can get me in? I was like, there's nothing I can do for you, brother. they were like, I was a little late getting the tickets. I was like, nah,
that's,
man.
So far out of my jurisdiction.
Unfortunately, I cannot do anything for you. So make sure you go get them ASAP.
I've had those feelings before, too. It's like, I realize that I will be there, but that doesn't mean I can do anything in your lane.
Exactly.
Like, that's just not going to be a thing. I get those questions about Bama all the time. They're like, hey, can you give me Bama tickets? I'm like, I can get you a ticket to go with me, but if I'm not going to be with you, then no. Like, you know what I mean?
This might be, you know, just a disgruntled radio personality thing that I do, but when someone asks me for tickets, I'll send them the Ticketmaster link.
Oh, wow.
Petty Alley coming out.
I know.
Wow.
Like, look, there's so many left.
No.
Dang, that's so petty.
I know.
Wow, good for you, though. I like it.
I've been doing it a while.
People do think because you work at a radio station, you like, there's like a ticket closet, and you just walk in, you're like, oh, I'm going to grab two.
And help me that pluck person, those off the shelf.
Go four to that person. It's
not to mention they're free.
I mean, it is. There is some ridiculousness that comes with it. It's like, I mean, because Allie was she used to work at Star 94, who was one of our sister stations, so to speak. And then she's like, hey, I heard Metallica's playing. Can you get me some tickets? Like, yeah, because we're giving those away.
Right.
And they're not desired at all either. So I'm sure I can just snag, you know, what do you mean?
No big deal.
You want eight? What? How many do you want?
Backstage passes too?
You want backstage to, I don't know, the Eagles?
Want to hang out with them on their tour bus? But, like, I can do that.
But see, Allie, here it's like, hey, man, you know, like, LeBron's coming to town, so I'm going to need like four. Oh, okay, well, I'll get right on that. No one wants to go see the Lakers and LeBron come to town. You're right.
Yeah.
I mean, Yeah, let's jump right on that.
Yeah. Now, if you want, yeah, if you wanted to go see the Week 17 matchup with the Panthers coming in town last year, I could have probably done something
different
for you.
Different story.
It is funny, man. 404-726-0929. Or if you don't want to call in and have your voice played out over there, you can hit us up at 929 Morning Shift on the X, and we'll get your comments on the air. But, yeah, man, it was a great day, obviously, out at Falcons training camp over the weekend. I got a chance. Dylan and I got to hang out yesterday. And, of course, a lot of people out there. On Saturday as well. So let's go out to the phone lines. Let's talk to our good buddy Ja over in Cobb County. Ja, hope you're having a good Monday morning, man. What's going on?
Good morning. Good morning, family. I'm just very intrigued to know how that dynamic is at practice. I mean, I played football up until high school, but how does that feel, from the teammates when you guys are, getting into little scuffles and stuff like that? And also, I've been seeing reports of Rook causing a little havoc, so I think that's a good sign for our defense.
Yeah, appreciate the phone call. I will say this about, let me start with Rook. If a guy without pads on really wants to go there up front, especially if they are running the style of defense we've been talking about, the Jeff Ulbrich, and I kind of explained this to Dylan in a way yesterday where you're in a 3-4 style, you're kind of building a wall, you're not trying to really penetrate and get in the backfield. You're in a 4-3 style. Historically, that's like, I'm going to rip the gap and try to get in the backfield and try to get TFLs and things like that. Rook should fit that. And I think that's exactly what we've been seeing at practice so far is Rook ripping into the backfield through the B gap, through the A gap, or whatever it is. That will be answered a lot of times by getting your head across the guy's chest, per se, not to go too deep into blocking technique. But you can't really do that right now because you don't have pads on. So we'll see how that kind of pans out over the next few days, but that's just kind of where Rook's at. As far as the inside the locker room thing when it comes to the fights, I've heard people that, hey, it's not a big deal. They hash it out, and they're good just 2 minutes later. A lot of times, I just didn't hang out with D linemen. You know what I mean? As weird as that might sound, it's like, yes, we're all in the same locker room, but it's not like I'm going to go over, I don't think Caleb McGarry and James Pierce Jr. are going to spend a lot of time in the cold tub together playing on the boombox. You know what I mean? It's just, they probably just didn't talk for a while and probably still haven't talked and probably won't talk. Now, there'll be a moment 2-3 weeks from now where it's like, oh, that was funny. But I don't think it's going to be like a dap and be like, oh, my bad, man.
Not even at training camp when they're living together.
Nah, because you're living with O linemen. You're living with other O linemen. It's just
you live with your kind.
Yeah.
I mean, defensive linemen with defensive linemen. Edge players with edge players. Yeah. You heard Drake London when you asked him, Allie, about the living situation. I think it was me.
It was definitely her.
It was me.
But, and he was like, I'm living with Darnell and I think Kadarrell and Ray-Ray.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, what do those people have in common? They're all wide receivers. Okay. So,
top four wide receivers.
So, yeah. So, they're not interacting like people think. And now, I think when you're in the locker room, the position groups were next to each other
a lot more than they are.
Probably. At one point, I don't know how it is now, but at one point, I think it was Dan Quinn that came in and was like, all right, I want.
Yeah, we used to have D-Block.
Yeah, but when Dan came in, I think he was like, well, Matt Ryan is going to have his locker next to John. Who would have been there? Vic Beasley or somebody, right?
O'Neal or whatever.
Yeah, and they really separated. But a lot of these guys, to Mike's point, D-Block was the linebackers, right? And that was their.
And you're also, too, and we're going to get back to phone lines. You're also to the point right now in training camp where everybody's probably getting out of meetings at different times. It's up to your position coach to be like, all right, we're done for the night, go home, which happens a lot earlier now than it used to. But it's like, okay, so I'm going to go get my smoothie and walk across the field and go back to my dorm. Might not even see anybody else. Maybe they're in the meeting 10 minutes longer. Maybe they were out of the meeting 10 minutes ago. So I don't know. Eventually it'll get hashed out. I'm not trying to say these guys are going to hate each other forever. It's just not a thing. It just goes away. And then you're you get a little bit mad the next day and you go 1-on-1 and it's kind of over with. Or maybe it's not. Maybe you throw hands again. Let's go back to the phone line, Dylan. Let's talk to our buddy Randy over in Covington. Randy, hope you're having a good Monday, man. What's going on?
Yes, sir. What's up, guys? How y'all doing, man? Missing every day, man.
I appreciate that.
Kind of two parts. I think it's a good thing that we got them scuffles at practice, man. It gives our defense a little attitude, man. Mm. A lot of people probably say that, but yeah, man, we need some type of attitude on our defense now, man. And yeah. I feel like that brings it.
Yeah.
And a question for you, Mike. So, hey, look, when you're talking about the living situations, right?
Yeah.
And you're a fringe player, you probably won't make the team. Do they put you in a different dorm room? Like, and you know what I mean? Give you one pillow or something like that?
Okay.
You know, that's all I got for you, though, guys.
I appreciate the phone call. And I think he's right about, I think the word he's trying to use as far as James Pearson, the fighting goes, like setting the tone, mm-hmm. like tone setting, like the intensity wise. If you're fighting, the intensity is a little bit higher. I mean, that's kind of how I've always seen it. And but you got to continue to carry that. It can't be, hey, we ran out of gas 2 days later because we were fighting and things like that. But they do a better job now than they ever have of giving guys rest days, rest time during the day at training camp. So it kind of is what it is.
And sometimes that fighting stuff, from what I've heard from stories and just seen out there, is guys feeling that some are going too hard and doing too much.
Sure.
And like that little thing between what we saw Thursday was with the little conversation between Storm and James Pearce Jr. But like James Pearce Jr. was calling Storm Norton out for maybe not going hard enough.
Yeah.
And so when that happens, and then guys will react to it, right?
Sure.
Like, and it's going past a whistle sometimes, and it's or it's just getting beaten, your ego stepping in.
Yeah. And to answer your question, Randy, about the kind of the living situation in terms of guys that are kind of fringe players, or like most of the people you live with are in a very similar situation to you. And that's even outside of your position group. I mean, I lived my rookie year, during training camp and everything, I lived with Colin Peak, who was a tight end, but he was from Alabama. Was an undrafted free agent. Joe Holly was in that room as well. And then Ryan, I can't remember his name, he was a wide receiver that also went to college with Joe Holly at UNLV. And so we were all kind of in the same situation where Joe and I had been draft picks, but the other two guys we went to college with that were not part of that. And you're just all rookies kind of being in the same thing. So to Allie's question the other day about Drake London, the top four wide receivers in the room with one another, all veteran players at this point, all guys that you're going to depend on this year's football team. And then maybe you have a next four group of wide receivers. Mm-hmm. You're David Sills. You're, I don't know, Nick Nash. You're Chris Blair. You're, you know, Drummond or whoever it may be out there that are probably living together that are in the same situation. Doesn't always have to be the same position, though. Like, you know, I think Matt Ryan, Chris Redman lived with maybe Tony Gonzalez and Matt Bryant. Like, they were going to be there. You know what I mean? Like those guys weren't going anywhere. So kind of is what it is. But, yeah, man, those are those are long days. You better make sure everybody's on the same page in those dorm rooms. No doubt about it.
Well, this hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Coming up, got a few training camp days in now. We've been talking about the intensity of Falcons training camp, but what are some of the other takeaways that we are seeing? That's coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.